Jukebox Chronicles with Pat Bronson. Songs and stories of my journey and questions for you on yours. Ah, life. This river is full of twists and turns as it flows along, offering both challenges and opportunities, change being one of the most constant. Some transitions are planned and anticipated. Others come with the passage of time or are sudden and unexpected. All come with consequences. For me, retirement was my once upon a time moment. The formalities over, I wondered what could be next. Some readings suggested a life review, an inner journey to find the truth of who I am. No passport, no map, just exploring my life to date. From deep inside came a desire to record my observations and discoveries. Jukebox Chronicles, the six-part series, is the result. Words and music tell the tales and express the emotions of the journey, inside and out. Come along for the ride. In the first episode of six, I describe the landscape of leaving, the endings, the realizations, and the inklings, setting the stage. The path is inward. So many questions. Who am I now? Who will I meet? What will I learn? How will I know? Let's begin. There will be stories. My stories leading to, we'll chat again. And now, time travel. Once upon a time, in a city on the West Coast, in a school in that very city, in the staff room of that school. I was born in 1965. That pebble thrown into my pond set off a chain of reflections and actions that would change my life as I had known and lived it. That sentence had come from another colleague as we sat in a staff room eating our fragrant lunches and commiserating on the state of public education as we found it in our school and within the district. I had heard it all before and was content to listen in and sometimes to zone out. In that overheard moment, I realized how long I had been in the field of public education. 1965 was my first year of teaching, and it was now 2001. Deep inside me, an urgent force advised me to let go already. After 36 years, this framework was no longer viable. What would that mean? I had no idea, only that it was time. Escape into the void. Of course, it was remarkably easy to let go of my career. The officials at the school district were kind and complimentary and gave me the gift of leaving early. Birth dates, you know. I decided that a celebration of my professional career wasn't necessary. Even though I had mentally rehearsed what I might say to others as a farewell, think my way as a frame. Why was I being so helpful yet again? End of year, end of career, end of identity? It was over, or so I thought. It's not over, came the still small voice from inside me. My walls of Jericho, framework for living, continued to crumble. With a strong need for solitude and my well-worn costume of current circumstances no longer fitting, it was time for a place of my own. However, several trips back and forth from Central Canada to say a final farewell to elderly relatives and to realize a consequent change in my relationship with my siblings meant that only my possessions were resident in my new abode for about a year. Being there had its own meaning. Where was home? Mostly, who was I? I had handed on my name tags and hung up the costumes that had served me along the straight and narrow of my life. As well, my book of limiting stories has proved to keep me safe, no risk. Rather than escape, it was time for me to unpack my backpack of circumstances, people coming and going, and the weight of unexpressed emotion. I had pointed out my thoughts to a therapist. I would be a deflated balloon, unable to move on if I let the air out of some experiences. Endings and beginnings. Now, the musical portion of this program. Blue Navy Blues, singing blues, deep down and dirty. Change is all around me. Is joy all there is? For me, I cannot find it. Blue, blue, blue. For me, I cannot find it. Blue, blue, blue. Rolling along, secure in my life. Wandering, wondering, teaching. Retire, that will be cool. What will you do with that time? No idea. Blue, blue, blue. No idea. Blue, blue, blue. So how's retirement so far? Expecting a joyous response. Down my face, tears do roll. Who am I? What will I do? In transition, blue, blue, blue. In transition, blue, blue, blue. Freedom from a state of mind. Whose face is that in the mirror? Only memories, my inner guide, freedom to create anew. Where does that leave me? Blue, blue, blue. Where does that leave me? Blue, blue, blue. Where does that leave me? Blue, blue, blue. As you can see or hear, stepping out of my carefully composed life caused me to feel vulnerable and to wonder what could be next. We'll see. What I do know is that I'm not alone in navigating major change as we move through life. In fact, major change comes in many sizes and guises. Something to think about or have a conversation about. How has change showed up in your life? How you respond to change is very individual. What has been your experience? Awareness and reflection, large and small, silence and conversation, memories and realities. In the next episode, what do I know of myself? Join me, Pat Bronson, with Jukebox Chronicles.